Last night I read the psalm for yesterday, and I read the psalm for today, and I went back to the psalm for yesterday, and I read the last two verses from the Message Bible, because I'm reading in King James, but I thought, I just got to see what it says in the Message Bible. And I loved it. Psalm 13, verse 5 and 6. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I am so full of answered prayer. Whoa, yes, I love it, I love it, I love it. What a positive confession. And it didn't start that way. He's complaining. The psalmist David is complaining. And he says, how long, Lord, will you forget me? Forever? How long will you hide from me? How long shall I counsel my own soul? How long shall my heart be sad? How long shall the enemy win over me? That's not the Message. That's Pastor Sherry's translation. And then he says, in fact, he's saying, listen, God. And then he says, hear me, God. He pours out his heart to the Lord. He lets God know him. A very important factor. Because in that day, many will say, have we not done miracles in your name, Lord? And the bottom line is, he looks at the people speaking to him and he says, I've never known you. Not you've never known me, but I have never known you. You have never let me know you. David is letting God know him. He's letting him know what he's thinking. He lets God know what's going on in the inside of his soul. He vocalizes it to God. He's saying, God, pay attention to me. God, I'm in trouble. Don't you care? God, do you want the enemy to really win in this situation? Wow. Adam Clark says in his commentary, the psalmist contains the sentiments of an afflicted soul that earnestly desires succor from the Lord. The psalmist complains of delay. He prays for light and comfort because he finds himself on the brink of death, dreads the revilings of his enemies, and anticipates a favorable answer with promises and thanksgiving. Matthew Henry says, nothing is more killing to a soul than the want of God's favor. Nothing more reviving than the return of it. We pass from depth of despondency to the height of religious confidence and joy. Here the mind of the despondent worshiper rises above all its distressing fears and throws itself without reserve on the mercy and care of its divine Redeemer. For joy, peace, come by believing he has dealt bountifully with me. Amen. Good words. Wesley says, I will sing. It's a common thing for David and the other prophets to speak of future deliverances as if they were already come, that so they may signify both the infallible certainty of the thing and their firm assurance thereof. If we, in our depth, speak of positive things that the Lord is going to do for us, it rises our level of faith, and we get in touch with Him who is able to come through for us. After he does all this complaining and calling out, as usual, the psalmist comes to his senses. So do we come to our senses. Can I tell on somebody? Yeah, I can, because it makes a point. Pastor Kevin had, he was telling me in the car this morning, he had a terrible time with his computer yesterday, and he was furious after he lost his message and all the transparencies and everything that he had for the morning. It just went into cyberspace, never to come back again, dump, dump, dump. And he was very frustrated. And he called out to the Lord, and he was really, really frustrated. Until he had voiced his complaints to the Lord. He's a perfect picture of this psalm. Until then, he came to his senses, humbly thanked God, for the fact that he was going to give him the message back again, and he could go on and just go on with the Lord. He was saying to God, God, why are you wasting my time? Sounds just like David, doesn't he? What are you doing this for? The enemy's out to get me. What's going on? No, he came to his senses and thanked God, and God gave him the message back, and I'm sure it's great. Amen. So, at the end of the frustration of calling out to God, then we want to speak positively. King James Version says in verse 5 and 6, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. So this can be our positive confession, even this morning as we go into worship. We are worshiping a great God,
yes,
whose deliverance for us is key in his heart.
Amen.
He wants us to walk through the deliverance that he has for us. He wants us to use the circumstance to bring us closer to him. So in that day, he will say of you and me, I knew her.
Amen.
She called out to me. You, one frustrated Christian. But I knew her. And he said that of Kev. He could say that of Pastor Kev this morning. I know him. I know what's in his heart. I know that through the circumstances, through the bad things, he always turns to me and cries out. And I come through for him in deliverance. So let's stand and let's say these verses out of King James. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen.